You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We had the pleasure of heading along to the Tates last night, and we got to talk to everyone. It was amazing. But right now, we're going to listen back to our chats with the nominees and subsequent winner, T, for the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut. I started out by speaking to Hua Shi Flowerstream.
Hello, guys. We're here with Flowerstream. Kia ora, how are you going?
Kia ora.
I mean, this is crazy.
This is
awesome.
Yeah, you guys look great. Please tell me about the purple. Why the color coordination? This is amazing.
Thank you so much. I don't know. I really love purple.
Hell
so.
Yeah.
it's an easy choice for me. Just wear purple. At first, I was worried I would need to dress up and look fancy.
No.
But I looked up all photos and I saw it's Independent and Music Awards, so it makes sense.
But like, who needs to be fancy when you can look sick as hell?
Well, thank you so much.
Do you guys have music wise coming up for us? Any inside scoop?
Probably just make another record, eh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm keen. Do you want to do that?
I think I want to make another record.
That would be really nice. We'll make another record. Well, I'm steady like a train, I'm sharp like a razor. Only had love with a whiskey and chase. My old man said to know where you're at, you need a $2 pistol, place to lay your hat.
Wine cellar on Thursday. Can't wait to see you there.
I'm joined by Independent Debut nominee Vida. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
You look incredible.
Thank
oh my
you.
Gosh, I was so excited for the Alien Glam, and you did not disappoint. And who have we got here with you tonight?
This is Mark Austin. This is my beautiful producer. We made this album, Aquatopia Alien, in your basement, eh?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the both of you on your nomination. It must feel pretty special to be recognised on this scale.
Well, I didn't expect it. It's kind of too weird to expect this, really.
I was listening to it today in the car, and I'm actually not surprised. I think we did a pretty good job.
Mark's a stan.
I think Vida is amazing.
It's such a cool concept and amazing that you brought it to life for us tonight. You look incredible. Congratulations on your nomination.
Thanks, Rosetta. I'm here on the earth.
I've had 21 cycles of birth. I'm joined by Billie Jean, who's nominated for Best Independent Debut for your EP Filter. How are you?
I'm really excited.
Well, congratulations on your nomination. So deserved. The EP is just so beautiful. It must feel pretty special to have personal subject matter and messages of tino ranga tira tanga recognised on this scale.
Oh, absolutely. The acknowledgement is just beautiful already.
Yeah, how do you feel about the reception to it so far?
Oh, blown away. Because, I mean, when you're creating this stuff, you don't think about it, where it's going to go afterwards. Well, I don't. I'm just in the process, and I love the process. So for it to have gotten this far is, and for people to be listening to it and enjoying it, oh, it's just amazing for me. You're running amok in town, that's what Uncle reckons. But nobody listens, cause where he drank, he a clown. Somebody stole his land, and everyone knows who did it.
So we're backstage at the Tate Awards, and I'm joined by Billie Jean, who's just taken home the Independent Debut Award. Congratulations.
Kia ora.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, surreal. Yeah, still processing it. It is a beautiful acknowledgement of all the work, and it also means a lot going forward, all of the resource to be able to create more work. So yeah, it means a lot. That's what I'm still processing as well, that this particular work, this weirdo little bit of work has been acknowledged in this way. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's pretty special. I mean, I really enjoyed your acceptance speech. I mean, talking about your whānau and the community behind you. You've got your daughter with you here tonight. It's pretty special to be able to share that with them and with all the people that have contributed to the project in some way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there were lots of... Obviously, it's the world around me, eh, that's contributed to it. So, yeah. And I can't remember that speech, by the way.
Well, I was going to say I really enjoyed the, like, sense of humour you approach things
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
I feel like that translates to the music of Filter a lot as well. Like, oh, you're tackling some hard-hitting topics, but you've got a sort of satirical like sense of humour about you, and I think that's really refreshing.
Cool, thank you for understanding that.
Yeah.
I mean, because sometimes in social situations I'll say something and it's like just silence. It's like, oh no.
Is that something that like comes quite naturally to you musically, or is that something that you're really trying to interweave and like find a balance of the serious hard-hitting stuff and the sort of humour aspect to it?
Both. Yeah. I think I started out being intentional with it because otherwise it just sounds a bit soppy and I just don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So initially it was intentional and now it's just just part of my style, I guess, critiquing the world and showing the world back to itself kind of thing. Yeah. And like I said, joy, humour is the way we get where we survive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on that sort of like reflecting the times as well, it's been a huge night for Waiatereo Māori and Mana Māori. Like, we've had Mokotron take home the big prize and then you winning independent debut. It must feel pretty special to share that space with him and see that acknowledgement for Māori music.
It surely does, especially in this political climate and all of the social funding cuts that we've had. And like, it's real, like they're moved in and mining our whenua, and yet, you know, here we are winning these awards, telling stories about our whenua out of aroha for the people here, all of us here. And so, yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a lovely tohu for the music industry.
And on that, I mean, this is the Independent Debut Award, but, you know, these accolades have been coming in and must feel pretty good to be, like, supposedly sort of at the start of a journey. I mean, do you feel like you're at the start of a journey?
Always.
Yeah.
Okay. Always at the start of a journey, always finishing one, starting another one. I just would never have predicted it, that a kuia in my time of life would be given this kind of award. It's just crazy, really. Crazy good.
So deserved as well. I mean,
thank you.
Filter as an EP, like, it transcends so many different topics and sounds and genre. Has that been something that you've sort of like had to reckon with, like not assigning yourself to one specific genre or sound, like just allowing yourself to be innovative and like follow wherever your creative process leads you?
Yeah, I think by the end of it I was pretty chill about just that process, but at the beginning I was it definitely took a bit of bravery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so winning an award like this must feel pretty validating moving forward, that, you know, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, amazingly. And I think the process of that, of the Filter EP, by the end of it, yeah, I was pretty confident in, I guess, my ability to, to be a conduit for what was coming through blood and memory and all of that sort of stuff to create music. Yeah, I definitely just think that I'm a vessel, so to speak, which sounds weird, but yeah, makes sense to me. And take it from me,
only outlaws are free. That's correct. Billie Jean chatting with us live at the Tates last night. Thank you so much, Billie Jean, for chatting with us. Congratulations on your well-deserved win of the Auckland Live Independent Debut Award at the Tate Awards. Such a beautiful EP. Filter is the name of that one. We're going to listen to E Moko, which is the closing track on the EP, and it features Marlon Williams. Congratulations to all of the nominees, of course. We had Pony Baby, Huashi, Flower Stream, Vida, and Billie Jean. We'll be back very soon with more coverage of the Tates. But for now, enjoy this E Moko from Billie Jean. Haratea, ngā moe moea roihia ki ngā tohu. Ko te mutunga, te tīmatanga, mai i te pā. Nā te hunga kua taima.
It's true, you know, that we went to the Tate Awards last night. We had a lovely time, Elle and myself. The Tate Awards, if you're not aware, are the Independent Music, New Zealand Independent Music Awards, named after legendary music journalist Dylan Tate. This is the 16th edition of the awards. They're very dear to our hearts. They celebrate all that is good and beautiful about independent music in Aotearoa. And now it's time to hear about the main event for the Tate Music Prize. We had 10 finalists this year. Anna Coddington for Te Whakamiha, Darts for Dangerous Day to Be a Cold One, Delaney Davidson for Out of My Head, Earth Tongue for Great Haunting, Phaser Days with Soft Power, Georgia Lyons with The Rose of Jericho, Holly Arrowsmith with Blue Dreams, Mel Parsons with Sabotage, Mokotron with Wairia, and Troy Kingi with Leatherman and the Mojave Green. Ultimately, it was Mokotron that took the prize out, but all of these finalists have made incredible albums over the past year. And we were lucky enough to speak to some of the finalists as they arrived on the black carpet, and then catch up with Mokotron backstage after the show. So we're going to hear some of that coverage now. You're on BFM Breakfast.
I get stuck on words when stakes are so high. I know that you doubt me, but I hope you can try.
Mel Parsons, congratulations.
congratulations on your Tate nomination.
Thank you.
You must be feeling over the moon.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, it's really cool to be recognised, and it's cool to just really be in that lineup with, you know, a bunch of good mates and great albums.
I mean, Sabotage is such a beautiful album, and it covers some pretty vast and deep subject matter, so it must feel validating to have that, you know, received in this sort of way.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a funny process, this kind of end of it, because obviously when you're making it, this end of it, you don't give a thought to whatsoever. So it is quite cool to kind of follow it right through and get to this point where it's like, oh shit, it's actually connected with people, and yeah, people seem to be enjoying it. You know, that's like the greatest thing that you could get out of it.
And I mean, you're already in this new wave of releases and touring at the moment. It must feel sort of funny to like revisit a record this late on.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, normally I would have a little bit more downtime between, but it was just the nature of when we recorded them. I don't know whether the huge gaps between records is necessarily a great thing. You know, I think it's good to be...
Keep the momentum.
Keep a bit of momentum, you know, without punishing people too much, you know. Oh,
we could never be punished by you, Mel Parsons.
Thanks, how are you?
Oh, so good. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on your Tate nomination alongside all of the other acclaim that Te Whakamiha has got. It's pretty exciting.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's weird, but I'm into it.
Like all the emotions to, you know, win a silver scroll and then be nominated for a Tate, as well as AMAs. Oh, it's so exciting to see you get your flowers for such a beautiful record. We're stoked for you.
Thank you. Someone came up to me before and was like, oh, you're interviewing Faiza Days today. You know, she makes me cry. And I was, so how did, speak on that. How does it feel to make a lot of people cry?
It makes me want to cry. Yeah, I mean, just being able to provide a space for people to feel things.
Beautiful.
Is why I do this. So yeah. Then to hear that, that's the response sometimes, it just moves me.
How was your show at the Power Station a couple weeks back?
Oh, it was really special. It kind of felt like a party. Yeah. I felt like I put on a party in Auckland.
Beautiful.
And everybody came along and we celebrated the record coming out. So
that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it was really special, and I had all my friends and family there. So.
And what do you have against E's? Because you released Under Butterfly Records and it doesn't have an E.
Great question. Well, there honestly was no conscious decision to skip the E. It was just like, oh, this is what it's called.
Hate vowels.
But not even that. It was just like, this looks cute. Okay.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the time I make decisions that I don't really think through.
True.
Sometimes for the best and sometimes for the worst.
If you don't stay and walk away, do you really think that you can find another way? Ooh, take it slowly now. The same old wind that brings the clouds will blow them far away.
I read somewhere that you used to tell people on the dance floor to like grab strangers and dance together at your gigs.
Oh, yeah, hundreds of times, yeah.
What was the decision behind that?
That was a way to get people moving, because
nice.
I was performing a lot in Switzerland and people were so shy, and I wanted them to dance together and they just never did. And I was like, well, I'll just go and grab them and start putting them together in these groups, and they started to dance. And I got a letter from someone once saying that the woman he's now married to was that woman I put in his arms.
That's
crazy
insane.
Stuff like that. I know, I was super surprised to read that. And I got another letter from a couple saying that they were, you know, going for it under the stage while I was playing once. And just super surprising stuff like that. So
that's so insane.
I know, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you can't keep an eye on what everybody's doing.
No,
you think you kind of get you try and get a feeling for the audience.
Yeah.
You got no idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Georgia Lyons, how are you?
I'm good. It's really good to be here. Yeah.
Congratulations on your nominations. The Rose of Jericho is such a beautiful album and very sort of personal and intimate, so it must feel really special to be celebrating it in a space like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really strange feeling. You release this body of work that you have poured your kind of heart, and it's like writing your journal for the world to see. And then you're like, you know, obviously people have loved it and it's been received really amazingly, and it's like a really lovely hug / pat on the back being like, well done, we love what you did, and yeah, it's nice to be recognised for that. I love what I do. I love that I get to create music and make art with my with my days. Like, that's crazy that I get to do that. And it takes so many different shapes and forms. And, you know, obviously working on this record, it was a very specific sound and something that I felt like I needed to create. And I've done the, you know, the pop thing, and I'll probably always continue to kind of move within different worlds. But yeah, it's been really fun.
Hey, listen, we spent the day worried. And then as we left the house in our Toyota Corolla, probably 5 minutes ago, we turned on 95 BFM.
Beautiful.
And the presenter, I don't know who's live on air right now, Caitlin.
Shout out to Nick. Yeah.
Shout out to Nick. He said, and this is what I heard on the air myself, hot favorites for the Tate Price Tonight Darts, and played our track Paradise. So, I mean, if that's not a good sign, Crispy.
I heard a rumor that you guys are leaving us, though.
You can't believe everything you hear on Shooter Radio, is what
actually,
I hear.
You know what, yeah.
Everything you hear off the Darts Instagram either, to be fair.
Yeah, this is true. A lot of rumors floating about, and for all legal purposes, we are still in the country of New Zealand, is what all I'm going to say.
Ooh, legal purposes, what did you do?
Nothing.
Okay,
sorry,
nothing,
reporting.
Sorry.
Fantastic reporting, really putting us on our toes here tonight.
One last question, how scared should the cold ones be tonight?
Depends, is this an open bar? Yeah, I'd be frightened, I'd be terrified. and you know what, here's a dance promise. If we win, let's put that money on the bar, man.
We're here with Holly Arrowsmith. How are you feeling tonight?
Good, yes, I made it. It's been a long day, but we're here.
We're here, we made it. And we made it looking really great and
Thank
really
you.
Funky. I love the fringe. Tell me about this jacket.
Well, this was actually my grandma's jacket.
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
She was American and she dressed like a cowgirl, so
yeah.
I have some of her clothes and I love to wear them, yeah.
In the recent few years, there's been a really big push for like alternative country. What has it been like kind of experiencing that rise?
Yeah, I feel like it is like a big time for alternative
totally.
Country music. I guess I've always been into
of
it.
Of course.
So I think it's there maybe like the authenticity is connecting with
yeah.
people of that genre and yeah, in an age where there's a lot of, I don't know, the antithesis of that. Yeah.
How are you feeling about your nomination for the Tate Award? It's pretty exciting.
Amazing. I mean, we just walked past Louis Edes, and Louis Edes isn't there anymore. But back in 98, my homie, like Denver McCarthy, was writing an album in there that was called Inside a Quiet Mind under the name Micronism. And, you know, walking past the store just then, I was like, damn, like, he took 25 years to get a Tate, and I've waited 4 months. So I was like, you know, he was the person who I started writing music with when I was a kid, when I was still in high school. So kind of thinking of Denver and just thinking, you know, those pioneers make it possible that someone like me can walk in with a nomination now, because he waited 25 years, you know? I should be waiting till 2050.
No, I mean, it's so, like, deserved, the nomination, and it must feel pretty special to have the kaupapa of Wairia, like, recognised on this scale as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. For me, I've always taken this award most seriously. To me, this is the credibility award, so just to get nominated is amazing. But when I was writing that album, Flying Nun was in the back of my head the whole time. That's haunted me my whole life, like, oh, this one New Zealand group did something that sounded like it was from this country. Yeah. And I was like, can I do the Māori urban breakbeat version of that? And of course it's not influenced in any way by the sound, but it's the idea of, can we make music that could only come from here? So I guess, yeah, that was the focus, to try and get something that could rock a dance floor, but that would have some sort of credibility. But it's kind of what I was going for as well, you know, so it worked out. But at the same time, I'm stoked. Denver waited 25 years, you know, I waited 4 months, I'm happy.
backstage at the Tate Awards with Mokotron, who has just taken home the big Tate prize. Ooh. For White Ear.
Gotta get it.
Congratulations. Oh yeah, come on, put it in frame. Let's see the real thing.
Oh.
Wow. And it, on the back, it's got it engraved.
Mokotron White Ear Sun Return.
Hell yeah.
Yo. And it's a T for Te Opira. And surely this is a win for BFM. My number one supporters from day one. Even when I didn't support myself, BFM was supporting me. So surely, I feel like this is a win for BFM.
I want to talk about White Ear because I know that when we were on the red carpet ahead of this, you kind of talked about the people that had supported you and come before you and worked really hard to get these sort of awards. And you said, I've only, you know, had this for 4 months with this record. But it's been a long journey before that for you with music as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Honestly, it's always been a side thing, but I think just, being told as a person that this isn't a career for you, this is it's not something you'll ever succeed in, you're not talented enough. Like, I accepted that, like I genuinely accepted that, and I gave up. I gave up. And I think, it was really just, I think getting to that age where I got into my 40s and I was like, oh yeah, like most of my life is gone. As a Tāne Māori, most of my life is finished. I'm over halfway through my life. And if I don't live my life now, I'm not going to, because the stats, I know the stats because I teach them. I've got another tops, 20 years, tops. So I was like, well, if you don't do it now, you never will. And frankly, it was partly it was about my dad dying. That's why the song White Ear was about my dad, and it's the name of the album. It was about, he was the one who told me. And it's like, well, he's gone now. Do I keep his fears going? Do I let them live on in me? Shall I pass them on to my kids? Shall I instill that fear into them? Yeah, that was honestly it. It was like, live your life now. You don't have that much longer. And if you don't live your dreams now, maybe your kids won't either, and maybe their kids won't either. At what point does the cycle stop? At what point do you just say, oh, I don't hate myself. I don't deserve hate. I don't deserve to harm myself. And I need to learn to love myself, and I need to learn to express myself. Yeah, that's what it was for me, to be honest.
Wow.
All the weird bass and drums and pauroras, it's not really what it is, eh? It's something else, eh?
It's a really powerful and raw feeling to bring to a record, and it must feel pretty special to have it validated on this sort of level.
Yeah, and I didn't want to stay it on stage, but, Dad said, only one in a million makes it, and you're not the one. And it's like, yeah, fuck, bro, I'm not one in a million, I'm one in 5 million.
You talked a little on stage about the community and the people that have mentored you and brought you up. What do you think this award would mean to them as well?
I don't know. They might not even know,
sort of a niche crowd, the Tate Music Prize.
And especially, Dark Māori. Robbie was there. And so Robbie and Magic started out the show. And it was cool that Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei was here. But that's literally what I'm trying to emulate, is the sound of those women and the sound they make on marae, whether it's tangi, karanga, waiata. That's why the way I play pōro doesn't sound like all the other pōro players, because I'm not trying to copy Richard Nunns. I'm trying to copy Mary Gilman and Ngāti Māori e Rāwiri, because that's the sound of being in the city. That and the sound of the police helicopters and the ambulances and the car sirens, that's our sound. So
the contemporary sort of mesh of old and new is something that I think has been really important to a lot of people and a lot of young Māori as well, and I know that's a part of your other profession as well, working at Waipapa Taumātoro, Auckland University. How do those two worlds intertwine for you, your creative expression of that and the day job?
I think it's the same intention of genuine connection. Who are you? Where are you from? What matters to you? That's your mana. How do you stand in your mana? I'm not all about tests and exams. It's more about every person has mana, and you're only ever going to succeed be that 1 in 5 million.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like that translates to the kaupapa of Waitea as well as a record in terms of collaboration. You spoke about, you know, the music videos collaborating with both Māori and Pākehā on the team.
So good.
And, you know, I'm sure you get asked a lot about the timing of this record and the current political climate. And
so perfect. I'm so lucky. Like, yeah, shout out David Seymour so much. All those, like, yeah, it's just, I mean, I've been, you know, been an angry Māori for the last 25 years, but it's like, it was just perfect timing. I do think a lot of the support has come through because the politics of the hour require an artistic pushback, and I think I was lucky to be that one who, you know, for some fluke of a reason was making really dark, really honest, very political music. And yeah, I thank them. It's that thing, for every bullhead action there is a righteous reaction, and I was lucky that I timed it right. But they say that of all artists, you know, what is it, it takes 15 years to blow up overnight. You know, it's that you just have to be that hone on the spot for long enough that the spotlight comes on you. I fluked it. It's just bullshit, eh? I just got lucky, you know?
Huge congratulations to Mokotron. Such an achievement. Winner of the 2025 Tate Music Prize. Congratulations, of course, to all the nominees. Some incredible albums in there. Some great listening for you all. If there's anyone you haven't checked out, they're all incredible bodies of work. We're going to listen to Ko Wai Kwet from Mokotron off of his record, his Tate Music Prize winning record, Waitea. So, so stoked for you, Te Opera. We'll be back very soon with more Tate's coverage. You're a 95 BFM Breakfast. It's true that we went to the Tates.
We did.
Did we mention it yet?
I don't think so.
It was a lovely time. It was very wholesome.
Yeah.
Perhaps the most wholesome of all the awards,
I think,
was the Tate Independent Spirit Award, which this year went to Rowan Evans of The Wine Cellar, now known as Public Bar and Double Whammy, for his long-standing contributions to Aotearoa music. If anyone unaware, the Independent Spirit Award is essentially celebrating someone who's been in the scene a long time and contributed in lots of different ways to the well-being of Aotearoa independent music. Last year it was Tere Moana Ratplay that took the award home, and this year Rowan.
It was so beautiful.
It was
really
beautiful.
You could just tell his contribution. Everyone in the room was just so...
Everyone was so happy for him. Yeah. And he was so, like, I mean, in his, like, beautiful, awkward way.
Yeah.
he was adorable about it. And we also had a chance to catch up with Vera Allen, who, of course, won the Tate Award last year. You had a chat with her after her performance, Elle?
That was so fun.
Mm, yeah. Super cool. There's, of course, a couple more awards that we unfortunately didn't get to chat to. The winners of, we had Shehad took home the Classic Record Award for Killjoy, the 1995 classic record. Been around a long time, very influential. So that's very exciting for them. And then we had Chris Schultz won the Tate Music Journalism Prize, which is very exciting for Boiler Room. So, you know, an awesome night for music, everyone.
Big night for music.
Big night for music.
Very happy night for music. Everyone was just happy to be there, I feel.
Yeah. Utterly wholesome vibes.
It was.
Speaking of which, I had the absolute pleasure of catching up with Rowan Evans after the awards in the green room to chat a little bit about the Independent Spirit Award and what winning means to him. We're going to listen to that and then we'll hear from Elle and Vera Allen catch up. You're on BFM Breakfast. Rowan Evans, congratulations. Independent Spirit Award. How do you feel?
A little overwhelmed, but I appreciate the award in the spirit that it's been given and feel quite privileged.
Yeah, so deserved. I mean, 20 years of the Wine Cellar, what a way to celebrate its legacy.
It's true. It's the legacy, but I think it's everything's a continuum. Like the work that I've been doing with the Wine Cellar, we continue with Whammy and with the other things that are going on. It's not a choice. It's a duty.
It's a duty. That's beautiful. I feel like that just sums up your like career in music so far so well, because you've just been behind the scenes cheerleading everybody for so long that it must be almost a little bit weird to be like center stage celebrated now.
Yep. I like being on the other side of the sound desk. Why can't I be there?
No, you have to have your moment too, Rowan.
Okay, right. You know, it was emotional watching all those tributes. The funniest one with Jeff Henderson.
Oh my gosh.
Dancing with the camera was hilarious and very much sums up a large portion of my life.
Yeah, I was gonna mention the video that we saw. We had a compilation of different, very well-established artists now. We had The Beths, Jasmine Mary, Princess Chelsea, Holly Fallbrook of Tiny Ruins, as well as Jeff Henderson, of course, and Lucy from Whammy as well. It must be pretty special to have so many artists who played their first gigs at the Wine Cellar and kind of went on stage, and to have seen that growth across your career of them becoming some of the most famous artists in Aotearoa now.
It's also the dream, and it's why the little shows matter. It's why even things that you don't necessarily understand. This is the thing to tell to anyone who's opening a bar or hosting music or anything the first time. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to be a part. It doesn't have to be your life's work, this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
They just need support.
Yeah.
Musicians just need support. And the audience, it uplifts the audiences as well. So you sort of like go and see something that you're not quite sure what it's going to be, because it could be the next thing. And at least you can say first, I was there.
I mean, you spoke a little bit about contributing to the sustainability of music venues and the wider sort of music scene. And of course, we see the legacy of the Wine Cellar live on through Double Whammy and what that's becoming. But yeah, it must feel just sort of like the thing that you do. Like, you just survive as a venue, you know, like you got through COVID and, you know, economic times are tough, and but venues keep going and they support one another. And so, yeah, I mean, how important to you is that, like, contributing to the wine cellar, one chapter ending, but it carrying on through something else?
Yeah, I mean, the reason to keep going isn't just because you have to keep going, you know. It's it's like, I remember my time thinking that maybe it's time to finish the wine cellar was sitting and in the awkward moments with the wine cellar, or the quiet folky show at the wine cellar, and then some really new drum and bass DJs really itching to go, oh man, I haven't played this thing that I've just spent all this time working on. I haven't played it on a big PA, and it's super exciting.
Yeah.
So they just want to start, not supposed to start till after. And when you're the engineer or whatever at the time, it's like, I want this to be cool. And then this sort of like 4-4 starts coming through, and you're sort of like, ah, it's part of the magic to some people, but other people are sort of like going, the spell is broken. It's happened. But yeah, I mean, it's all important. And it was sort of like, oh, maybe this is what we need to do next. And like, I'm really still involved in music and the music scene and making and doing sound and stuff. And that's what I really enjoy. And taking a break from running a bar is quite nice.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, it takes a certain something really special to be able to take a step back and know when it's time to evolve and change with the times. And I think that's a testament to your incredible mahi and everything that you've contributed. So on behalf of everybody, again, thank you for everything that you've done.
Kia ora, how are you doing? How was it coming to the Tates this year, not as a nominee and winner, but performer and obviously presenting the award to Mockatron?
It was so scary, honestly. Like, it's so much scarier giving a speech than performing. But it was also really fun because me and my band did a medley of a few songs from Ideal Home Noise, and it felt quite emotional because it's sort of the end of an era. It's like the end of a chapter for us, and so I'm kind of emotional.
That's so beautiful. Speaking of emotional, I did cry. Rosetta turned to me.
Shedding tears.
Like, I was shedding tears. It was so gorgeous. I don't know if you know, but you have a really big fan, obviously, at everyone at BFM. But Caster, the host of the Tuesday Wire, every single week after Dear Science and after the ad break, we listen to one song.
Oh,
Heartbreak for Jet Lag.
Nice.
And we were just wondering if you'd like to shout Caster out.
Oh, hi Caster on Tuesday Wire. Thank you so much for playing Heartbreak for Jet Lag. I really appreciate your support and it means so much to me. And you're beautiful. Heartbreak for Jet Lag. And you are free.
That is so, oh my gosh. I didn't know that we included Caster's tribute.
No.
That's beautiful.
I just thought it's needed.
Shout out to Caster.
Shout out.
Playing sad music on the wire. Sometimes the news is sad, you know, and you
most
just need
of the time
some
the
Vera
news
Allen
is sad.
To accompany it. Congratulations to Rowan Evans for taking home the Tate Independent Spirit Award. So deserved for 20 years of incredible mahi and an ongoing contribution to the beautiful Aotearoa music scene and the beautiful Karangahape Road music scene. And yeah, lovely to hear from Vera as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful performance.
I loved it.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Beautiful performance from Juju Lips as well.
Oh, I was so shocked. It was so good.
Yeah. For anyone not aware, Juju Lips took home the Independent Debut Award last year. And she's just killing it. And she had amazing backup dancers.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her perform with backup dancers before. And I hope that's like the new thing.
Because
it was awesome.
They were so sharp.
Yeah.
It was so fun as well. I feel like it was nice to see. Yeah.
Mm, very cool. And that actually wraps up our Tate Award coverage. Thanks for joining me, Elle. That was fun.
No, it was really fun. I like working with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like working with you.
I feel like we're a little bit, not high, but like, ooh, from
a bit loopy.
Running on a
small amount of sleep, everybody.
Yeah. But so worth it.
This isn't goodbye, though. You actually have 25 more minutes of us, so lucky you.
And lucky us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.